People, what's your dream? Let's make it a reality and let Squarespace help you, okay? Ring in the new year with a brand new website. Whether you are launching a passion project, whether you're showcasing your work, or whether you're selling a product of any kind, Squarespace will help you become the new you, the 2020 you. Beautiful templates await, the ability to customize about anything you want. And if you get stuck, Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. That's right, Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind. Any kind. Do you have a meatball sandwich that you want to sell? Well, get on Squarespace, make an ad for it, and then people will buy your one-of-a-kind meatball sandwich. People, the challenge is being thrown to you by Squarespace. What weird shit do you have that you want to sell? Make a website for it, get people invested, get people involved. It's so damn easy. Beautiful templates. And if you get stuck designing your website, which you shouldn't because it's so damn easy, they have 24/7 award-winning customer support there to help you. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS to save 10% of your first purchase of a website or domain. How Did This Get Made is going on tour. Go to hdtgm.com for tickets and info. We'll be in San Francisco, Vancouver, and we are rescheduling our Los Angeles date. So check it out.
It's a magical day. And tonight, we're going to uncover the government secrets in the biggest film about hacking ever made. We saw Fateful Findings. So you know what that means. And things have changed. That's right. Before today, I did not know of a man named Neil Breen. And now everything is different. How to describe this movie if you did not see it? I don't know. It's a superhero movie, I guess. It's a thriller. It's an erotic thriller. It's a political film, it's a supernatural film, it's a movie about drug addiction, it's a movie about suicide, it's a movie about unrequited love, there's like a Lolita subplot in it, and that's only touching about three or four of the themes. To help deconstruct this film, and we may need to have to do this every year, I'm going to bring out my first co-host. Please welcome Mr. Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks? How we doing, Seattle? What's happening? Yeah, fuck you. We made you watch this. You are now changed for life. This is important what we're about to do here tonight.
Jason.
Wowie kazowie.
Jason, the reason why we picked Fateful Findings is because it had its world premiere here in Seattle.
Oh, so this is your fault. I knew it. You guys, I had to watch this on Pornhub. What? Which made it which made it very hard, wink, because I could only watch it in 3 to 5 minute segments. Lots of pretty targeted ads on that app for me.
Well, we appreciate those of you who slog through Pornhub, but we hope that you visit his website and buy the
DVD
outright.
There's a lot of couples in this audience tonight who are like, babe, why are we out of lube?
All I know is that if everything goes according to plan in about 3 to 4 years, you, June, and I will be in a movie directed by James Franco. We will play parts in the making of this. Yeah. This will be the
by
sequel
the way,
to The Disaster
yes.
Artist.
The answer is yes.
Speaking of our other co-host, let's welcome her out right now. Please welcome June Diane Raphael.
June, are you okay? June?
Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm different.
Yeah. Agree.
I'm a different person.
Yes. I'm changed.
I don't know. Okay, yes, I agree. I don't know why we haven't done this movie up until now, and I don't know how we do anything else but this movie from here on out.
Agree.
There's nothing else to watch.
This is it. This is it. This has got it all.
It's all the movies.
I could,
it's all of them.
I could argue we should all commit suicide tonight. Like in a Jonestown scenario, I think for people like us, seekers of the insane, we got it. Consider this thirst satiated. Let's go.
There is something about this film that's incredibly genuine, right? It doesn't feel like, well, I guess it's all unintentional. And that's what I think is so kind of great about it. You're watching, I think, like a midlife crisis kind of unfold.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you're watching someone work out some very personal stuff. We gotta bring up. We gotta
get on with it, Paul. We have to.
Well, tonight, to tackle this movie, we need to bring a special guest. He is a How Did This Get Made all-star. He is someone that you know from shows like Transparent and Children's Hospital, and most notably from Jason 10. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Welcome Rob Huber! Rob
Hughes!
No, guys, I'm very, very busy. Let's get started. I'm very busy. I'm very busy.
Faithful Findings, Rob.
I was not ready for this.
You told us backstage that you auditioned to play the Neil Breen part.
Yeah, I did audition for this movie.
Yeah. Congrats.
And I ended up just playing, I played his butt in the hospital gown. It's me.
A lot of people don't know. Hubes, number one stunt butt.
Stunt butt.
I will say that I was surprised at the lack of nudity in it, because that's the one thing that this trope that this movie doesn't fall into. It seems like he is more naked than everybody else.
I'm ready to talk about his physique for no less than an hour.
Yes.
I need to spend 1 hour talking about his body.
And I could also talk about how clothes function in this world vis-a-vis gravity.
Okay. He also...
Let the clothing hit the floor! Let the clothing hit the floor!
The crazy thing about him... So, all right. I love all bodies. I love all bodies and I respect all bodies. So I want to start
there.
We're
appreciating his body for being interesting.
Okay, I had a violent reaction toward his body. We were watching this movie on the plane, and during every scene where he had to kiss Okay, women were harmed in the making of this movie.
Yes.
Many women, were harmed.
Were harmed. For sure.
They were.
For sure, I agree.
Women, okay, I know we're all watching this, and we're laughing, and it's crazy. But women had to do this.
Yes.
Women were in this movie and had to do these things
and
with him.
A child, maybe like, how old is that girl? 17?
Who was that child?
Jason, we were backstage, and I'm sorry I'm screaming, but I don't know
really?
How to stop. When we were backstage and Jason said, I watched this on Pornhub, and I thought I had maybe watched child pornography. I don't know how old that girl was.
She's totally old enough. Pornhub is just the location where someone hid this
movie. So you think she's older? So how old do you think she is?
How old is she? I mean, the actress?
The actress
is 21 years old.
Yeah. We're getting way far ahead of ourselves.
I thought that actress
is 21 years old.
I think that they were trying to make her play a lot younger.
But I want to hear more about your thoughts on his body, specifically his nipple.
Okay.
He has
I love all bodies and I appreciate all bodies.
Yes, we've covered that.
Okay. He has very soft curves.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, God, please let nobody ever describe me in my life.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, my God. Guys, I found him. He's the one. Jason Mantzoukas? Yeah, I knew who that is. He has such soft curves.
He feels like, and again, we appreciate all bodies, but
let's stop saying that.
You can't say that and then say what you're saying next. Those two things don't equal each other.
I would say that he has the body of a novelty toy that you squeeze, and then the things go to the top, and then you squeeze and goes down to the bottom.
Okay, it looked like, we watched this film wherever we watched it, and the quality wasn't great, but it genuinely looked like the lines, the edges of him were out of focus.
Yes, I thought a lot of the movie was out of focus. Was that just me?
No, it's not about the quality.
Not on Pornhub. On Pornhub, it was crystal clear. I mean, every oiled up delt this guy's got, I was peeping on Pornhub.
But what's so crazy, and what I'm obsessed with this gentleman.
That's a stretch.
Okay, it is. I'm obsessed with how he thinks of his body.
Oh, yes.
And honestly, after viewing it, I thought, I'm too hard on myself. I really am. This man, this soft curved man with long, delicate fingers and long toes and soft lines is presenting himself like he is a fucking gift.
Yes.
And
he is irresistible.
Everybody wants him. People die and people kill themselves and are like, I'm sorry, what's his name in the movie?
Dylan.
I'm sorry. The wife takes the pills and is like, I'm sorry, Dylan. While he's fucking his childhood sweetheart, when we think about the fact that they were both 9.
Disgusting.
And that this is him and this is her. This is him and this is her.
Not only
they
that,
were both
Jason,
9.
Not only that, but when they were 9, she looked older. She was much taller than
she
him.
She still was.
I mean, let's just start at the top of this movie.
Oh, God.
Can we talk about his body for one night?
Sure. We should be doing this all night.
Oh, that's what I said. We got to be doing this all night. Okay.
All right. Every year we should do this. Yeah.
Hold on. Just to stay with his body for just another minute. All I ask for is another minute. So
I'm getting
I understand the trope of like women.
Right there. Yeah. This. What is going on? What is this? What is it? What's happening?
You should be so lucky, June. You should be so lucky.
Okay. I understand I understand, like, the physical appeal of, like, ripping a woman's shirt and having it, like, tattered. And I guess I understand. Like, I understand why that's, like, sexy. Okay, great. Like, that deserves to be in a movie. His shirt is ripped. First, hers is, and, like, okay, she's a beautiful woman. Great. And then they cut to his shirt being ripped. And it is the strangest, the darn strangest thing I've ever... Okay.
This...
She pulls her shirt down.
He pulls her shirt down, but exposes nothing.
Nothing. Just nothing. Right.
That's there. Turns, he's basically saying to her, I don't want you to get tan lines.
But you know what, Jason? Jason, I am grateful. And I don't know if it's the women in the movie, the actresses. I don't know if it's him. I don't know. Whatever they negotiated. I am so grateful that these women did not show their tits.
If you
yes.
think...
Yes.
If you think for 1 minute... that there is not footage that we have not seen.
No. I feel like it, whatever they shot is in this movie.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't waste a frame.
Well, there's also repeated instances of just using the same shots or the over. Same audio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about the audio.
Recycling audio throughout. Using
said,
the same
this
audio.
This is my fiancé. Yeah.
This is my fiancé,
used
Tim.
It in a single and then stole that audio and
By
used
the way,
it in a wide.
Shout out to Tim, the fiancé, who's, I'm going to go get some drinks to celebrate.
What I think about these women,
Holy shit, and
that's why I have less of a problem with the movie, because it's not as exploitative as I've seen films like this before. The women keep their tops on. Even the younger girl, when she takes off her top to seduce him, she has her back towards him. She just takes off her top, stands there for 5 seconds, then bends down, puts it back on.
Like, but then also, strangely, he goes into the bathroom where she's taking... like. She didn't say, come into the bathroom.
No, she did
he
not.
Walked into the fucking bathroom.
To tell her to get out of his house. To say to her, no, 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 lady. You're not seducing me. What? Everybody wants
everybody.
A piece.
Everybody. That's a child's face. She's not 21. I'm
she
so
is
sorry,
a child.
Guys.
She is
That's a child.
Child. Can we watch that scene?
This is where he
can we watch fun. This?
She's starting a bubble bath.
Hey, Emily. You're home, Arlen.
By the way, brush
pause,
your, brush
pause
your
for
fucking
a
teeth. Brush your fucking teeth.
What
it's
is
a movie.
Going on?
You're the star of the movie. Brush your teeth. He's got like...
What is it? Okay. Where is his face right now? Right now, where is his face in order to be picking up
that
the
towel.
Dropped towel of a naked person.
Child.
Girl. So it's hard. Paul, pause it for 1 second. Let me just say one thing about the shots of his face. It's so uncomfortable when he's not smiling, and it's even worse when he's smiling.
It is.
Both ways are so bad.
It's a potent example of what's called the uncanny valley. Where
he
something looks so close to human, but somehow wrong.
He literally is a CGI creation. He does shots that, like, really are bizarre for his own face, where they're almost chin to chin, but it's not a romantic scene.
Yeah.
You're just having a
I think
a
that's just not knowing, like, oh, we could shoot her. But I don't know, because it is weird. It's like, I think maybe it's just faster to shoot people in a two-shot like that, but they're talking, like, that close.
Right at each other.
Yeah.
And also the eye lines. Like, in this shot, where is he looking?
He no, looks like he's looking at a monitor watching the scene.
And then she looks, right at, play this, she looks right down the barrel.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
Child. That's
please
a child.
Please stop. You can't do this. Please, don't do it anymore.
Here we go. Boom. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Boom.
Boom.
Keep going.
Oh, is there
keep
a
going.
Camera here?
Boom. Keep going. She does. She looks and looks and looks over and over and over again straight down the lens.
Are you going to stop?
Are you going to stop? Oh, look at that smile.
Are you, hold on a
By
second.
The way, why?
He just keeps saying, are you going to stop? And she's just like...
Why would this girl even be attracted to him? The only thing that he's a man who's in a horrible car accident who asked about her science
Remember
project.
The car accident?
We honestly...
The movie starts with a car accident. He just leaves the hospital.
Look at that.
Why is his hand searching for the phone?
Why is his cell phone bleeding so bad?
Why? He's hit by a car with such force.
A Rolls Royce.
Oh, by the way,
and
we never
find
out.
Slow pan of every fucking expensive car. Yeah. Like Ferrari pan. You know. Rolls, like just.
You know that like someone gave him those cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll feature that Ferrari. The guy's like, but you can't drive it. Oh, okay. How about the guy likes my to guy polish
be,
it?
My guy will be working on it. That guy's like tinkering with a Ferrari in a garage. The guy's tinkering with like. A $250,000 performance vehicle.
By the way, also the we're talking about the man who's the drunk who only drinks Bud Light.
Jim.
We never see Jim drinking Bud Light.
We never find out.
And two bottles.
We never find out the results of his wife murdering him because he wanted intimacy.
I love the performance of his wife.
I did too.
She is not afraid.
She's great.
Obsessed with her.
She is speaking as if we were doing this show without microphones and trying to hit the upper balcony.
Yes. The best thing about that first scene with her is she sits down on a couch, doesn't have a phone, doesn't have a magazine, doesn't have any work, and just keeps on telling him how busy and slammed she is.
Yeah. Everybody's very
Everybody's
busy.
Everybody's got a lot of stuff to
poor
do.
Thing,
so busy,
poor
so
thing
much work.
Was told to wear those tops, too. You know, every scene is a low-cut top of hers.
Let's hear a little bit of there.
Can I offer you a drink?
No, thanks.
Are you sure I can't offer you a
so
little drink?
So upsetting. I hate it.
Can you pause for a second? They're married. This movie exists in a world in which this is how married people act. Like this is as if she let a drunk animal into the house, and has been like roaming around.
I forgot that he was a little bit more drunk in that first scene.
They throw a lot of drinks on each other's shirts.
My God, that
Never
seems
in the
to
face.
Be the final straw. He throws a drink at her. She shoots him.
Yeah.
It is. Their arc is.
Can you clarify?
Absolute insanity.
This is.
I'm trying
small,
to find this.
Small thing, but he has a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
Yes.
Is that true? Like, and one meets in folding chairs this far away,
and one meets
and
on
one
the other side
in
of
a
desk.
In a boardroom somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure the thing that's so confusing is the analyst is prescribing him medication, which doesn't seem to line up.
And medication that he's not taking, he throws it in the trash, and then his wife picks it out of the toilet.
She fishes it out.
Picks it out of the toilet.
She keeps it for herself, right? Right.
Yeah. She's a drug addict.
She
gets addicted.
She's addicted.
But that's
to
when
painful.
I thought, like, that's when I thought, like, oh, maybe the whole thrust of this movie is an anti-drug thing. Like, it seems very anti-drug, anti-drinking. And then I thought, maybe this is like a Christian movie that we don't really know.
Well, you're right, because there are a lot of moralistic tales in this. I mean, it is about, you know, I guess like loving thy husband. It's about...
He breaks his marriage vows.
But after she's... Like, she was kind of a drug addict. So
whoa.
You can do that. You can do that.
Whoa.
You can do that. I agree with Paul.
Okay.
If my wife takes a Xanax, it's like I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
You gotta be out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's the rule. Them's the rules.
That is cold. So you think because she has a pill problem that she can't get her arms around, he's free and clear to bone zone his 9-year-old true love by the tree? By the magic mushroom that they found that turns into
a
bracelets?
Box?
Like, why is there magic in this movie?
Well, but...
Why is there magic in this movie?
He is a straight-up superhero. He can walk through walls.
Who kidnapped Leah?
Oh, God, I think it was someone from the government or a corporation. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
His writing and his hacking.
Okay. We also need to spend at least another hour talking about his office, in which there are
four
computers.
And his laptops.
Two laptops. They're so old.
There's four
computers.
Please find
none
a picture
of which
of
turn
the computer.
On. Not one turns on, and he clacks away at those computers
nonstop.
Like he invented clacking away on computers.
And
none of them work though.
And he is an abuser.
Coffee has been spilled all over them.
He is an abuser of computers. He does throw those computers down.
This woman had to sit on his lap.
She had.
Oh yeah. Remember
she
that.
Had to look, kiss him. Can we very
look at
quickly,
her face right here? Look at how happy she seems about it.
Also,
look at this. Look at the look between both of them. This scene was put into the movie. I always figured we'd find out who hit him, who belonged to those laps.
I'm assuming that was Leah. Although,
no.
I thought it was a corporation. I think this is a movie made by blind people for blind people who are also deaf.
I would go out on a limb and say this is the best film ever made by a real estate agent / architect.
Yes.
Is that true? Is that what he does?
Yes, that's what he is.
Wow.
Then the joke is on us.
Yes.
Woo, boy. You're at your parents' house. You're at your maybe significant other's parents' house. You're maybe just on a train right now. And I want to tell you, you're doing great. You're doing really, really great. Just relax. It's almost over. You'll go back to your job, the job that you wanted to get away from. And now you're like, I just want to go back. Can we just start it now? The holidays are over. I've eaten, drank enough. I didn't win my Peloton medal. They wanted me to do so many miles. It was so many miles. How could I have possibly done it? Anyway, people, let me tell you, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on what you could do right now. What you could do right now is turn your dream into reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're making a new business, like you're a new delicatessen. Maybe you have figured out the best bread, the best meat and cheese. You're going to open up a brand new place, and you're going to call it Aiello's. And you're going to, you know, make it all in honor of Danny Aiello, the late, great actor who was in Do the Right Thing. And you know what? You're going to make the best Aiello sandwich. Well, you got to get on Squarespace. You got to get there because they're going to let you have these beautiful templates to, you know, get the perfect picture of Danny Aiello. That is, of course, not, you know, we don't want to use copyrighted shit here. All right. We're not advocating that. You have to get it cleared. You could buy it through Getty. You could do it right on Squarespace. Very easy. A few clicks, get in there. And then you can see who's coming to Aiello's Delicatessen. Let's see. I can have advanced analytics tell you if this is going to be a prudent venture for you. Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. There's nothing to patch, upgrade, ever. Buying domains is simple, and you'll get the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers and lawyers and artists and gamers, and even you, Chuck Mangione. Head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bonkers. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/bonkers. Offer code bonkers. I'd spell it for you, but you're not dumb. Now back to our show.
The movie is, here's what, I found this movie impossible to stop watching. But I kept, you know, like a lot of times for these movies, when we're in the middle of it, I will either tap the screen or move the bar to see how much time is left. I did that constantly in this movie, and every time, mere minutes had elapsed. This movie was stressful. It gives you so little to hold on to in terms of movement. Here's what it is. I know what it is. This movie operates by dream logic. It just bounces around different places. You don't see transitions. You don't see people going from place to place. You don't know why that scene in the office is inserted. Like, it does stuff where you're like, what? What? What am I supposed to learn from that? What's happening now? Why is the stepdaughter of the other people swimming in the pool?
He did explain that he let her go there and swim. It's all laid out. The thing that I feel like that's happening in this movie is he doesn't know exactly what he wants to make, right? Like, there are so many movies here, and one of the most interesting things to me is that he's a superhuman man. Like, that gets the least amount of attention. He walks through a wall, and it's not like, oh, shit, I can do it. He's like, oh, now I'll just walk through the wall. Like,
I think he can teleport, too. I think he's able to teleport.
But he never has a realization like, oh, now I can do this.
Could he always do it? Or is it because of the stone?
It's because of the stone.
I think it's because of the stone.
It's not because he was hit by a car.
Well, the woman, I think the Rolls Royce hit him to give him the stone so he could become a superhero.
What?
You keep on, by the way, Paul.
Didn't the woman in the Rolls Royce give him the stone?
No, I don't think she gave him a stone.
No, that was in the box.
She handed him his phone, I think.
I think it was in the box.
It was in the doctor's office?
Wait, what? No, the stone wasn't in the... The stone is in the mushroom box.
I think, yeah.
Wait.
Okay, so
But was he carrying... So that stone came out of his hand?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah,
he's always holding that stone.
Yeah. So when he's, I think when he's doing this.
Which is why the corporation hit him with the Rolls Royce.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, mate, do you think they hit him with a car because of his hacking? Because he was going to expose the corruption?
The secret government and corporate secrets?
Well, this is the woman who hit him in the Rolls Royce.
Beautiful vagina.
Dylan, talk to me.
We don't see who it is.
But by the way, it's the driver who hit him, and he seems unfazed.
You can see a reflection. Who is it? Look at all that blood.
Whoever loaned them that car is like, you clean that up.
I mean, was it a prostitute that hit him?
They had no license plate, so they can't be identified. This is a hit.
But wait, then why would she get out and not drive away?
I agree. So maybe he's... Because here it looks like he's reaching for his phone. Maybe he's reaching for the stone.
He's reaching for the stone, yeah.
Call 911.
The shot of the baggy jeans blew me away.
Is he dead? It's the Rolls Royce that hit him. I saw it. I'm a witness.
She doesn't get a line.
He's not that badly injured to have a full face mask like Phantom of the Opera.
He got hit by the car so hard, he should be Deadsville.
Oh, okay, you're right. So he's been always carrying that stone even when he's on the phone.
See, I thought he was looking to use the phone, but he's looking for the stone, which is right there.
Yeah.
I didn't see the stone.
It's a lifesaver.
Okay. Oh.
But then...
What is this? Freeze, Paul. Okay. What is going on? What is that? And I'm not kidding. What is that?
It's the Holy Spirit.
Is it the Holy Spirit?
No, I don't know.
I mean, though. Like, I'm serious.
But
is it a ghost? Is it a force?
Is it a demon?
That this woman farted. I don't know.
Is it like... Yeah, what is this? Is it like the wafting of something delicious?
But this is the question of the movie. What are these powers? Why are they given to him? What's the connection here? It's all very bizarre. But I would rewind it and nothing would make sense.
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, I didn't miss anything.
It's not about going back for information because you'll end up more confused.
Here, I'll just see what... He gets the stone. When he grabs the stone,
the power goes away.
They're afraid. So I thought that power was always a good power. But then I also thought that
malevolent?
He died. And Jason, I don't mean to bring this up, but I thought it was a Jacob's Ladder scenario because...
It could be.
Because he is being haunted by his own feet, right? The feet in this suit are coming after him throughout the whole film.
Interesting. I never knew who that was.
Him.
Oh, it's him.
I don't know if it is. I thought it was somebody different, too.
I thought it was the corporation.
Do you think it's a real person, or do you think it's like a ghost?
I can promise you this. We are giving this more thought than he gave it.
Absolutely.
He did not think about this as much as we are thinking about it.
I feel like there is evidence that it could be a Jacob's Ladder scenario or a something similar. It could be a... Because there was a version of it where I felt like this was going to be a Wizard of Oz.
Right.
You know, like, he was going to have spent the movie working through all of these relationships in his life. He would wake up and all of those people would then be present, blah, 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 from a coma kind of movie. And I was like, maybe that's what's going on? But it was... Because in the movie, because it seemed like the delusions of someone who believes themselves to be so important... to the world, that it seems as though that's part of a dream. That doesn't he doesn't seem to exist in the real world, right?
I mean, he's a hit writer.
Is
what,
he?
What is it? What are his novels about?
He wrote one novel that was a very big bestseller.
But what was it about?
They never really tell you.
At what point,
it's got a good-looking generic cover.
Oh, yeah. At one point, while he's doing research on something else, he's just reading his own book.
Yeah.
I think answers that he seeks will be found within the book he himself has written.
Maybe he's like a George R.R. Martin type of character. He's trying to connect all the pieces.
Sorry, June.
No, please go ahead.
Are we going to be able to watch any more of the sex scenes?
Now, I'll say this about the sex scenes. So I watched the majority of this movie on an airplane, and Paul saw me. I had to take my notebook. I could not look at his face. I had to take my notebook and cover him up and watch
his sweet body, his body.
Because it was too upsetting to me.
I mean, you were covering one side of the screen. Here's also one part. I mean, we were
The clearing of the desk.
Yes.
We don't even have to get to the sex scene. Can we just watch a little of the...
Let's watch it.
The careful clearing of the desk.
By the way, he looks like he's never used a typewriter or a computer in his life.
Please look at his fingers. Yeah, look at those long fingers.
Raise your fucking chair, idiot.
Ergonomically, this is a disaster.
Are his eyes pure black? Are they look like when I color something?
He's got shark eyes.
Well, that's my other theory about the movie. Perhaps the movie is not made by blind people for blind people who are also deaf. Perhaps it is made by aliens who are just wearing human skin.
By the way, I like that. Yeah. I like that very much. And I'll go with Jason and I'll say maybe it's a shark wearing a human costume.
Maybe they're like, hey, fuckos, you know what? You make Jaws, we make this movie. Where we dress up like you and are terrifying.
There is another explanation for this whole film, which is Neil Breen lives in Las Vegas, and this may just be what happens off the strip. I mean, don't know.
And you think we just don't know about it because nobody tells us about it once they're outside of Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because what happens in Vegas...
I've never heard this. What is the expression?
What happens?
Happens in Fateful Findings? I think that's it. Here we go.
I'm done talking.
Really?
This is more shirt ripping. Can you pause, Paul? This guy has a shirt-ripping fetish, period.
Totally.
I think that he's like a guy that's like, I'll rip my shirt off if you want to rip your shirt off. And they're like, no, no. And he's like, all right, then I'll just rip my shirt off.
But also, like, you know, take an X-Acto knife and, like, pre-score those so they come. Like, that's painful. Like, if you do that to someone, that hurts.
I don't think
that
this set was allowed to have open blades.
Oh, man, I was just realizing, when they were in the hospital... It's a small detail, but something that really bugged me was that the hospital floor had carpet. It was a carpeted hospital floor, which is a real beast to clean. Oh, we got this. We just got the ER carpeted this week. Wall-to-wall ER carpeting.
Everybody walking around just like, sploosh, 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 sploosh.
They shot it in one house. This movie is shot in one house. The backyard party where there's only four people, but yet they ADR'd like 17 voices.
Also, the crazy thing about that backyard party is there's like a tiny little path by the pool that's very precarious that every party goer walks around to get
why
to the other side.
Why not set the camera up on the other side and shoot
and
the
shoot
other way?
Against the house over the pool.
Probably the house does not look good.
Also, and I know, listen, we're not going to show the sex scenes, but I do want to reference the scene where he leaves the hospital, goes home, and just starts taking a bloody shower?
Yes.
What is that about?
And
why?
Is the blood coming from his head?
I guess so.
Well, that's what's so weird. Okay, so
pulls the IVs.
Please show his butt. Please show his butt. Show it.
Yeah! We finally have the answer. Where does the butt start? Right there.
I mean,
if you got it, flaunt it, right?
I mean, he pulls the IVs out of his arm, but they're just tubes taped to his wrist. There's no needles, there's no blood. And he shuffles on out of this hospital like, I guess I'm out of here.
And he is wearing some sort of Phantom of the Opera style mask that I've never seen in any sort of hospital.
Okay, so here's the thing. So he was hit in the head, and I'm sure he actually has some brain injury. Something's probably happened to him. But the cut, I mean, we saw
his face.
Wait,
in the movie or before?
Well, way before. We're seeing the result of it. But he must have had some sort of cut in his face. But to have this face mask, you would have to have, like, third-degree burns all over your face and just, like, slashes and cuts that would take years to heal.
But why would they just even do one part of the face? You would think that the pressure, the way it is almost like, it's like a pirate patch. It's, like, just covering. You would need to put pressure around the face.
Then the next cut is just, like, a very small bandage right on his cheek.
Yeah.
When you see the footage, of him getting hit by the car, the car clobbers him.
Look at that.
Yeah. It has a mouth and an eye.
Can we cut to, I don't know what the policy is. Like, we don't show like
you
a
could,
long.
You could, whatever.
Well, like, can we look at the scene in the shower with him wearing that and the other woman?
Yes, Rob. That's the,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the craziest scene. No.
He is,
and blood is pouring down his legs. Blood is
pouring.
He loses
like a paint can has been dropped.
He loses 2 liters of blood in this shower.
Yeah, this is when I really started to like drop into his Play-Doh body, and I started getting really, really upset.
I mean,
this woman.
Can I tell you?
Had to get in that shower.
Look at how much
him.
Blood.
This for her was the best day on set. She didn't have to look at his fucking face. She was like, "Oh, I'll imagine someone from high school."
And by the way, she gets into the shower with him in her nightie. Again, the smartest moves.
Can you see his dick? I can't quite see. I'm looking at this. I want to see his dick.
No, he covers himself up.
But look at how much blood there is. Again, too much blood.
But here's the thing.
Oh, God.
This man leaves a hospital. He is dressed like this. Does he Lyft home? Does he Uber home? We don't know.
How does he get home?
He gets home and goes right into
teleported.
Yeah, maybe.
Teleported.
Wait a minute. Because interesting. When he shuffles out of the hospital room, then the dark-suited feet enter frame.
Right.
And then they disappear. I thought in the movie he'd shuffled off, put his clothes on, and went home. But no. Does he arrive at home?
I don't think that those shoes are his shoes. I think that is the government people tracking him.
I agree.
Because he's going to expose their secrets.
But they disappear too?
It's the government, dude.
I think what I'm realizing, what I'm putting together was I felt like the car hit triggered him to start hacking the government. But now I'm realizing this movie started after his plan to start hacking has already occurred.
I think that's true.
And because he says And a great line, I believe it's like, huh, I was a computer science major. Now I write books. And I thought that was a really good line because it showed why he has a prowess with hacking. Because when you study computer science, you pretty much are a hacker.
He says, the best is, he says, I have a master's in computer science and I'm a writer, .. of novels.
And I said, who is he telling that to?
Yes.
He's saying it well, in that's voiceover all, yeah. to us?
Talking out loud to just, because yeah. why shoot the scene when you can just say what you need to say
yeah.
to the audience?
Why not just have no subtext at all, just text the whole movie?
And why, I guess I don't have, I mean, I have a little experience with therapy, but I've never been in a therapist's office where you're at the end of a conference table.
Oh, or where you're sitting in folding chairs almost kissing.
Well, that, to be fair, she was a ghost.
She was a ghost.
There are so many. But I'm just trying to.
I couldn't understand why he was lying to the close proximity therapist about, or actually the conference table therapist about seeing another therapist. Like what statement?
And then
that
guy just called his wife.
Yeah. And
can you do
update.
That? Can
no,
your therapist
absolutely
just
not.
Call
That's a
your
total
spouse?
Violation.
I feel like this movie, I wrote down at one point, I was like, oh, this movie, I feel like this is him working out things with ex-wives. I think this yes. is him working out things with ex-therapists where he's like, because he's always got a speech for someone
right.
where, you know what, you're wrong. What you represent is wrong, and here's why. And I feel like there's people who've been made aware of this movie who are like, yeah, I've heard that before. This seems like, you know, it seems very pointed at times, especially with the conference table therapist. That guy really gets a piece of Neil.
Well, it seems
mind.
Like someone tried to put him on medication. They're like, Neil, you're not
yes.
right. You need to take your meds. He's like,
yes.
no, I'm more creative off my meds,
says,
Dr. Barkley.
He says, where are my pills? Where are my pills? Where are my pills? And she's like, fine, here are your pills. And he goes, I'm not taking these anymore. What? What's going on right now?
So this man, Neil, what's his name?
Breen. Memorize it.
Neil
Remember it.
Breen.
You'll
what's
be
his name in the
him.
Movie? Dylan?
Dylan.
Neil Breen is a real estate agent?
And an architecture.
We should all...
Does
that mean we can all call him?
Yes.
On the
we
telephone?
Should, we should not.
Tonight or
I have,
tomorrow?
No,
I have
stop.
One of his ads
please
that stop. Says, number one in all of Las Vegas, let me sell your home fast.
Yes.
Home buyers, sellers, and relocators.
Let's all start looking for condos in Las Vegas tomorrow.
Okay, so he just wanted to make a movie.
Well, he made a bunch.
He wanted to touch some boobs.
Well, this is similar... Yeah. This is similar to Easy Rider 2, I feel like, which we also did, which was also somebody who'd made a lot of money, I believe, in real estate, right? And then
yes.
made a sequel to the movie Easy Rider that he wrote, directed, and starred in.
So far, Neil Breen has made Double Down, I Am Here, .. Pass Through...
Just two dots?
No, three dots, sorry.
Okay.
..
By the way... I would love it if it was two dots.
To save money.
If he was
just
like,
to
boom,
save money, yeah.
I'm just pioneering two dots yeah. or four.
And I'll show you kind of like what's going on. I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit, but what's going on in the credits. So any of the companies in the credits with an N or B in their name are fictitious. This work was done by Neil Breen. All right. And so here we go. So written, produced, directed by Neil Breen. Then it is, all right, let's see. That's, okay, I think N Films and, well, maybe, all right. I think this is all him. Yeah, casting is him. Because anything it says like this, so going back to this first thing, it says.
Of course casting is him. That was the whole reason
listen,
for him doing this.
Any credits with an N or B in their name are fictitious. They were done by him. So that means he is doing... Here we go. That means that he is casting, he is doing set design, he is doing lighting design.
Yeah, I think he did catering also.
Music director, Neil Breen. Then it's Neil Breen is an editor. Then NNJ Sound, that's a sound editor. That's him, he's sound editing. And then Then he has special effects makeup. Then he has locations. He is production manager. He has administration and accounting. And he just makes up all
Look,
these
eats
names.
And eats. Eats and eats.
Eats and eats.
I told you.
Wow.
So, like, what's for lunch today,
you,
Neil?
I wonder if you could...
I made some Cheerios.
I wonder if you could hire Eats and Eats independent.
I like that all of them are N, like lighting and films. You know, casting and entertainment. Why not just... I mean, I guess he was nervous to put Neil Breen as every one of the credits. So in that way, he was withholding a little bit, which is nice.
So I can't even believe I'm going to ask this question because there's not going to be a good answer. But why was the doctor slash Leah at the barbecue? At his barbecue?
They invited her because she was looking after him.
Why did he?
But she wasn't his doctor.
No, but she wasn't.
Remember, she says out of nowhere.
She says, this isn't even my patient.
This isn't even my patient.
You would think she would say, this isn't even my patient, but I recognized his name on the list of patients,
yeah,
and I know him from childhood. But then
but then she goes in, takes his pulse, and says he's semi-comatose. She's able to diagnose him just by his pulse, but they say, like, and again, I'm going to get it wrong. I know many of you have probably seen it a bunch of times. Like, let's bring in the specialist. She comes in, takes his pulse, and goes, this is not my patient, and then leaves. So,
but then she follows up later, and he's disappeared. She calls his primary care doctor, who's golfing, not sure. And he's like, I don't know, he's supposed to be there. I'll check on it later. And then she's at the barbecue, not at all following up on his medical progress, even remotely.
She's actually flaunting her fiance. She's like, this is my fiance, Tim. Tim says, I'll go get us some drinks to celebrate.
Let's take a listen to that.
But even if she were following up from a doctor's point of view is not going to someone's home.
Well, you got to go where the patient is.
But maybe they became friends, and so even still, maybe they became friends in the hospital, and she got invited, okay, and then she might say, how are you feeling? You were pretty severely concussed.
But they started with the secret hand holding. At the barbecue,
okay,
right?
I need to talk right now about the notebook in her pocket. Not only that it's the same notebook that she wrote What a Magical Day in, but that she has written nothing else on any other pages. And it sits in her pocket like this. It sticks out of her pocket every day like this.
And
with her phone like this. This is how she walks around the world. And the notebook is not for use. It's only for good luck.
Well, he carries the stone. And she carries them.
She also has the handwriting of an adult.
Oh, what's amazing is the little girl, when they cut to the little girl doing it, she's just doing the dot on the exclamation point.
By the way, there was one line, and to nitpick this line is ridiculous, but I will. When she's leaving as an 8-year-old, the father goes, don't worry, the plane won't leave without us. Yeah, it will. That's something that happens all the time. Planes don't wait on passengers. Just a funny, weird thing to say. Don't worry, the plane won't leave without us. Yeah.
So, but relationship-wise, is that do I have that right? At that barbecue, they secretly start. He recognizes her, or she? Do they?
Right.
Because he does that close talk, whisper into her hair.
He sees the notebook.
He sees this.
Oh yeah, and then he goes down and looks again.
Is this yours? He says,
straight at her vagina.
Yeah. Whose else would it be?
Yeah.
And then they have this this rekindled love, very much like Hottie and the Naughty, where it was a love affair in the very early stages of their lives. And I think they're both unfulfilled. I mean, that's the thing that I'm happy about. These two characters,
engaged to be married.
He is married. He drives his wife to suicide.
No.
So that he can be happy with his 9-year-old girlfriend.
Look, this is, first of all, Tim and her didn't look happy. Look at this.
The doctor at the hospital.
It's nice to see you.
By the way, that's the best line.
Can you make it big? I want to give a shout out to Tim. He's doing it, man. He is doing it. Can you play it, Paul, just to where they recognize each other and she drops the thing? And
yes.
Because I just want to see it when he first whispers into her hair, I've thought about you every day. I've thought about you every day.
And she's still wearing the bracelet from the jewels they found in the magic mushroom.
I mean, honestly, this woman is mentally unwell.
Yes. And she's in charge of people's health.
Yeah.
Also, quick question. Is the magic mushroom supposed to be psilocybin? Like, are they supposed to be kids who go in the park and take mushrooms and have a trip together?
I don't know what that mushroom
is.
I think
the mushroom unleashes that magical ghost energy.
Yes, but here's my question. So, did the mushroom unleash that energy and make them fall in love in the beginning? Is that what the mushroom did?
I don't think enough attention is paid to the fact that at the beginning of this movie, these kids find literal treasure.
But what about the box that's in the storage facility? What's that?
I don't
know. Oh, the book?
No.
The golden book on a stand?
Yeah, oh, that's a book. I thought that was a box.
Yeah, that's a book.
But, what is that book?
But we don't know.
He goes into, it's in a you store it facility in the beginning.
Then it's in the woods.
And then it's in the desert. And he goes to speak to it. He's like, what should I know? But then he's talking to his therapist. It is a dream. This is someone explaining to you their dream.
Yes. And then I was with this other woman, and it was my wife, but it wasn't exactly my wife.
And it was dinner, but we only had four pieces of like bread, but like sandwich bread. It wasn't like bread.
Oh, I would love to watch that dinner scene too. I just want to see him when he whispers to her.
Is this yours?
Yes. Just something I've been carrying for good luck.
Pause for 1 second.
Oh, God.
go back to, like, the two shot of them.
It is me.
Soft hands.
And you're Dylan.
Such soft hands.
I mean, it's been so long.
Can you pause for... Oh, we can't go... It is...
Is that sexual assault? With just hands on hands, is that sexual assault? It seems like it is.
It looks like she's trying to pull away.
Yes.
Look. Even when this man looks in the mirror, his reflection stays because he doesn't want to go with him. Let's go to what Rob wants to hear.
I had no idea. I couldn't see your face. Gosh, I never thought to look at the name on the chart.
She should have her medical license taken away.
I mean, the fact that
she is like, I just never look at the name on a chart. They are in public.
Soft hands.
Is this how you hold hands?
I will also say, for some reason, I never got tired of this music, Sting.
By the way, this native, vaguely Native American, dreamy.
Isn't
this music the same music from The Room? It sounds very much like it.
I'm sure it's just library. I'm sure it's like free music that's on the internet. Holy shit. I could talk about this movie for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I'm going to need for us all to meet at a bar later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to fucking crack the code on this movie.
There's no I in team, but there is a spa in space. Set 40 years in the future when the solar system is the hottest tourist destination, Avenue 5 is a new HBO comedy that takes place on a luxury cruise ship traveling to the rings of Saturn. Oh yes, we got lavish amenities are quickly overshadowed by technical difficulties and the unexpected events that happen on board. As the crew goes into crisis mode, the lower level employees are the only ones who know how to keep things running. Hugh Laurie stars as Ryan Clark. He's a suave, outwardly confident captain of the Avenue 5, but he is not the hero he seems to be. And Josh Gad stars as entrepreneur not Herman Judd, the visionary behind the Avenue 5 experience. And Zach Wood stars as Matt Spencer, the head of passenger services. If you're on board Avenue 5, don't expect any help from him. The series was created and executive produced and directed by Veep's Armando Iannucci. That's right. Avenue 5 premieres January 19th at 10 p.m. only on HBO.
I know there's a lot more to discuss, but can we just quickly discuss the salad scene.
Yes! Of course!
Okay. All right. So this is when Leah, I believe his wife has already committed suicide at this point, right? So his wife has committed suicide, and he very quickly moves in Leah
and
to their marital bed. Like, she's just
and Leah
sleeping
sits
there.
In the same seat in his office that the ex-wife sat in. It's like,
and now this woman, maybe she had a drug addiction. I guess she had a drug addiction.
And would we argue this movie takes place in what, 7 days, maybe total, tops?
If that. So his wife, I think of many years.
Emily, yes.
Emily
and Dylan have been together for so long.
And she's just taken her own life.
Well, they've been through the good times and the bad times.
Yeah.
He does not grieve for...
Zero.
No time.
A minute, an hour,
his best
nothing.
Friend is murdered suicide. He couldn't help him.
Yes. Well, he says a weird thing to her when he's cradling her dead head. He says, like, I knew it was you.
Yes.
I knew it was you.
I rewound that because I was like, what is he referring to?
I'm not sure. What was it?
He says to his best friend who is dead, he goes, I can't help you.
I can't help you out of this one.
Yeah.
He says, I can't believe you committed suicide, Jim. I can't believe you committed suicide, Jim.
He says it
Jim.
So many times.
Okay. Yeah.
As if it's going to get better.
If you took out every repetition of a line from this movie, the movie would be 22 minutes long. Yeah.
He clearly is a writer, director, actor, producer, editor, craft service person who does only two takes a scene and uses both, because why waste any footage?
After Leah moves into his house and is now his wife, girlfriend, she comes into the office one day with a bowl of salad, like a bowl of lettuce or I couldn't tell if it
was
like
greens.
It's just what?
It's spinach.
Just spinach. It's spinach. Just greens.
Spinach. Yeah, it's just greens. Was there anything else on it?
Nope. No.
Wow.
And is that...
Wow.
Is that because he... What was the scene right before that? Is it because he decided to, like, clean up and, like, be a vegetarian? Like...
Oh, that's interesting. So you think she was trying to say, like, let's start making some healthier choices.
He's also wearing
And so he was, because he eats it in such a specific way, and he, like, smiles like a murderer. He's like,
because he, like, this is showing that this is who he's supposed to be with. His other wife is popping pills. She's popping lettuce.
In that scene, he's also wearing a sleeveless shirt.
I know, and I was very upset.
So I wonder if it's like he's getting in shape now for his new wife.
June, I wanted to show you this about fashion statements. A sea of jeans here. Everyone's wearing the jeans out here.
Listen, I mean, I used to dress like some of these ladies. Like, I saw their Hudson jeans and their whatever those were. I mean, I remember wearing those jeans in the late 90s. So, you know, everybody looks like shit. Like, even when people are attractive, like the women, like there are some beautiful women in this movie, and they also look terrible. It's a tough movie to look at head on. Like, to just receive. A lot of times, I was trying to view it from an angle.
Oh yeah.
Just to sit with it and watch it is very hard.
You said, you know, that this is a look that women had in the 90s, right? It would maybe surprise that this movie is made in 2014.
Really.
When would you have thought this movie had been made?
I thought this was like late, like 98.
When you look at the phone he's using, you might think
that.
Or the fact that all four of his computers are definitely from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He got them from some sort of discount outlet.
Oh, he got them for sure at like a thrift store of dead computers.
One question before we go out into the audience and hear what they have to say. Why did his wife, why did Emily think it was her fault that his best friend committed suicide? Because she yelled at him in the barbecue because he fell into the barbecue?
Because he came on to her.
And
she said, you're drunk, get the fuck out of here. And like he ruined the food. You never saw him shot from above the...
Yeah. Clearly, he wasn't there for that day of shooting.
But also, just as far as like faking a murder to make it look like a suicide, like all of us, 100% of us, would wipe down the handgun.
Yeah.
You know, she shoots him and then just puts it down.
There is also a witness. There's a witness to a murder. The police in this town must be morons.
Well, let's go into the audience, see what you have to say here. All right. All right, raise your hand if you got a question. Right here. Okay, yes. Come right here. Stand up. What's your name? What's your question?
My name's Megan. First of all, in this weird salad scene, you can see the books are actually all a copy of a Bob Woodward book. My second question, my actual question is, at that weird scene when all, like, the congressman and the president of the bank are all committing suicide, who kills the guy in the shrubs? Like, this night?
Oh, I have a theory on this. I have a theory on who kills the guy in the shrubs. He does, with his psychic abilities.
No, he's shot. There's a bullet wound.
Within his mind, though.
There's a bullet wound. Wait, you think he has mind bullets?
I think
Hold on. I don't think he can do mind bullets.
Mind bullets.
How many people think it's mind bullets?
What? Wait, what? No.
There's such a thing as mind bullets.
The balcony doesn't believe it's mind bullets, right?
Holy crap. There's people up there.
Hey, I'm not talking to you shitheads. I'm talking to the balcony in the top.
All right,
that's fucking amazing.
Guys, for real, be careful. You are so high up right now.
Sir,
you
your
guys
name...
are so high.
Sir, your name and your question.
Hey, what's up? My name is Czar. I'm really curious, what was going on in that trash bag cavern that they kept going back to?
Okay. Oh, yeah, the trash bag cavern where he would like hold his love.
Yeah, I thought that was the woods. A friend of ours brought that up at dinner. Was that not just the woods, vaguely? It was trash bags?
It looked to me like the woods
well,
as well.
Well, who was that naked woman? Because it's not the doctor. It's not...
Leah. It is Leah the doctor.
Okay, okay.
It's
Everybody Leah? Shut up for a second. What? You have an answer.
He was in the rock?
Yeah. He's in the black rock? Stone.
Whoa!
What? This...
Whoa.
This is a hero! This is a hero!
Whoa!
She fucking figured it out.
What is your name?
Rebecca Germano.
Give it up for Rebecca Germano!
Wow.
Wow.
Rebecca, also wife of Neil Breen.
Wow. That is mind-blowing.
So,
he's
but that makes me think that
inside the stone.
That makes me think that.
Okay, this guy just became my favorite filmmaker.
But that.
Holy shit!
I also think that they know way more about this than we do.
I feel unsettled, Rebecca. I'm nervous
he's
for you.
In the stone.
I was just realizing I'm up here in the upper balcony.
Whoa! Bring some oxygen, Paul.
Paul.
Be careful.
Paul, watch out for mind bullets, Paul. Watch out for mind bullets.
Very steep up here. You can't even see the screen.
Whoa.
Whoa, really?
You can't see Neil Breen's eyes.
Holy.
You're not missing much.
Best seat in the house.
Do you have a question, ma'am?
Yes. I was a little upset about the tantrums with the books.
Yeah.
But my
favorite one
was when Emily was shoving
each one
at him. That was awesome.
That was pretty great.
I can't take it anymore.
The last one hits him.
I can't take it anymore.
The last one kind of hits him, and there's a moment where he looks like he might hit her.
Yeah. Or he looks like he's like, God damn it, are we going to do another take?
Right. Because I got to walk over to the...
This movie does border on a lot of, oh, I thought it was going to go there, but then they went to a magical cave instead. So, like, that, like I feel like you felt like there was an abusive relationship.
Oh, Paul, you were running when Rebecca told us that that was inside the fucking stone.
In the stone.
That was inside
the stone. Those scenes take place inside the stone.
Yeah.
Paul, Paul, there's a hero named
I'm
Rebecca.
I'm jumping off the balcony.
No, you don't even know there's a Rebecca, Paul.
Thank you, Rebecca. Wow. I have somebody here in costume. She is in costume as the salad.
Wait, what? How?
And she's also wearing the shirt that says any of the above listed companies with the credits N and B in their name are fictitious. And she also has a collage that say it's a magical day and our face and Neil Breen's faces are put together. So, of course, you're going to get a chance to ask a question. All right. Here we go, ma'am. You probably know a lot more about this movie than we do, but tell us, ask your question.
Hi, my name's Ciara. It's also actually a total honor to be picked by you.
take your notes.
So since craft services were provided by Neil Graham, why do you guys think that he didn't put any dressing on his pile of spinach?
That is a good question.
Yeah, it's true.
Great question.
This is the same issue I had with Drop Dead Fred when Phoebe Cates makes Tim Matheson.
Buddy, be careful.
Let's not do that tonight.
Paul,
Hey,
Paul, I'm going to tell you right now to tread lightly, yeah.
Where are my team sanity at?
What? No. Where are my Fred heads at? That's right. Seattle's a Fredhead town!
Sanity! Pretty equal.
Fred! Now fight!
All right. We really got it done out there in the crowd. And we have a lot to say about this film, but there are people out there with a different opinion. Now it is time for second opinions.
I like this film and I don't know why. You other viewers can't deny that when you see Neil Breen looking fresh and clean and all that terrible green screen, you are in. Want to make sense of this film, but you realize there was no point. Look at that fucking mist flying. It's totally mesmerizing. Oli, come stand beside me. Between me and my wifey, I know I should be stopping, but my wife is too busy pill popping. Oh, my best friend's daughter. You say you want to get in my pool? Well, too bad, too bad. Hope nobody murders your dad. My boy's been hacking. He ain't been slacking, he tried, got inside, and caused mass suicide. I'm tired of all these trends, saying movies should make sense. Did you see The Room or 222? You don't need sense, dude. So, Seattle, yeah. Seattle, yeah. If y'all just love this film, yeah. We want a five-star Amazon review, second opinion.
Give it up for Adam!
Thank you.
All right, here we go. These are five-star reviews culled from Amazon. There are 176 total reviews. 64% are five-star, but here's the deal. They're not, like, legitimate five-star. These are people trying to be very funny. They're, you know, using funny puns like, it's Breenius, or I'm at a Breengasm, or he's a Breeniac. All right, so here we go. These are five-star reviews and the most earnest five-star reviews I could find. This one's from Maiko. If I had to review this movie using only one word, it would be, oh. This is an interesting and confusing film. Though I never understood the main character's secret power, or the shadow man, or the ghosts, or the floating furniture, though I never really even understood one government or corporate secret, this film nevertheless succeeds. 5 stars. Stephen Wilkinson writes, I think about this movie every day. I think about this movie every day. 5 stars.
Smart.
This one, I'm only reading the last line, which is, this makes my menstrual cramps go away. 5 stars.
Me too.
Yeah. Ladies, apparently this is a treatment for PMS.
John Magnus Champlin writes, Breen is just a man that seems to play by his own rules, and he doesn't care if he's doing it right or wrong. He's just being Breen. 5 stars. And then this is what I kind of responded to. It's the most earnest of all of them. It's written by Christian Daly, and it goes, Neil Breen's films are a joy to watch because it's made clear through his craft that he truly and earnestly loves making movies. There's a great energy and enthusiasm in his films that fill me with a joie de vivre that other films can at best struggle to approach. When I can find time to indulge in watching this movie, it is a magical day. 5 stars. And then I just wanted to read this one little thing here, an interview from Cinadelphia.com, where they asked Neil, where were you raised? And he says, I don't want to get into personal life stuff.
I mean, that really only, is a page out of the Tommy Wiseau handbook.
He goes, only because there's a lot of identity issues and so on and so forth. And
there's also something else that's very Wiseauian about him. Like
the butt crack.
His butt crack and also, well, his obsession with his own body.
Yeah.
But the hair color. Well, his hair doesn't look like this in the movie, but they're both dyeing their hair a shade of dark brown that's so unnatural. It's very upsetting.
There are so many. I had like a panic attack watching this movie because when we're watching the movies, when I'm sitting there, I will be watching it like on my computer, on TV, and taking notes on my phone. And I was taking so many notes that it became stressful to me. I was like, oh no, stuff is happening while I'm writing stuff down.
Yes.
I've never experienced a volume of things worth talking about in a row.
Yeah, it was impossible. It was like, it took me forever to watch it. My wife, we watched it at the hotel and my wife fell asleep in like 2 minutes. And like this morning she was like, did you not finish that movie? I was like, no, I gotta watch like half of it today. So much.
I mean, I have 3 pages of like full single space notes.
I don't know why I wrote this. Can you go to 40 minutes, 35 seconds?
Sure.
I just started writing down time codes. I just started being like, I'll know it when I get there. I want to talk about this, though.
Sorry, I just saw a news alert on my phone that they found 45 dead bodies buried in Neil Breen's backyard.
45.
I think somewhere about there. It might be a little off. Oh, maybe we've already covered it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Look at that's his own book. That's the book he wrote.
And he's using to hack, which is...
Now, doesn't he throw the book? But does he... No, wait.
Yeah, he throws it in the computer.
I am sorry for pushing you away.
Those 3 cuts are so weird. Oh. Ew. 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 What is this? What is happening?
Oh. No, everybody here looks like they're trying to avoid touching as much lip as they can. But they have to do it. It's so upsetting.
This makes me want to never kiss. This makes the kissing in the lake house look like the sexiest kissing in the world.
A couple facts about this film. It came out in 2014, like I said. Top 3 movies of that year. Well, I mean, why even bother? This is never going to... But Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Iron Man 3,
When you say
Frozen.
Came out, what do you mean by that?
Well, this movie didn't really like come out. There's no budget listed. There's no opening weekend. There's no domestic gross. I think where the money is basically spent is on him selling it via his website. And they sent me some pictures. You can see that he sends it almost like the way a serial killer would send a threatening letter to like the newspaper. It's just a clear DVD packaging in a nondescript envelope. So he doesn't even give you a cover box. You just get a printed DVD that he made at home.
Did anybody else think, while watching this movie, that perhaps your playback had frozen?
Many times.
Because, Paul, will you go to 5509, please?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not kidding. Let's all just meet at a bar in a little while after the second show. Because this, I want to talk, I wish, this is the first time I've ever wished we could watch the movie with the audience. 50, yeah, okay, so the next scene.
Jim.
I can't pull you out of this one.
I can't help you out this one, Jim.
And just okay, so you know, wait, Neil's you doing all going? The special effects.
Goodbye, amazing. My friend. Goodbye.
Now, this next scene is almost exclusively silent.
I drove him to no, suicide!
Sorry, what? Sorry. I must have fucked up the time code.
All I will say is that the pauses between natural, normal conversation are
will
intense.
You try playing a little... Oh, go ahead. That's okay. Yeah, go ahead. Oh.
This is the scene I wanted to talk about where yes. She's just yelling at him.
Like, can I ask a question?
Have you
has
seen Allie?
Has it ever established why their marriage is bad?
He's a drunk.
She's having a hard time at the bank.
Oh, my God.
Well, because the bank is up to all
oh
that
my God.
Stuff.
Her office the at the bank.
By the way, at the end, I resign as president of the bank. The bank.
Well, I mean, it's kind of redundant to ask of all of you. I mean, you would recommend this movie, correct?
Hands down.
Yeah, you gotta see this. You have to see this.
I'm not kidding. This is important cinema.
Yeah.
If you are if you are somebody, because I know there's like a large segment of the population of people that listen to this podcast that are like, of course I don't watch the movies. Mm-hmm. You guys watch them for me. And then there's a bunch of people who do watch the movies like, you fucking weirdos. If you are in the former category, I urge you,
yeah, you
watch
see this.
This movie.
This is on the level of The Room, Miami Connection, Faithful Findings,
Birdemic.
And Birdemic, and I almost feel like this goes high on the list because there's something about it that's really magical. I mean, Miami Connection is very hard to beat, but this is we're in the ballpark.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this.
It's pretty special. He's still making movies. His last movie came out last year. I'm sure there's another four coming.
When she is okay, we've ignored the fact that she's abducted. He's that's the scene. The scene where he's on the phone and he's like, hey, Leah, I'm walking in the towards the house and your purse is on the floor. Your purse is on the ground. Leah, is something wrong? Your purse is on the ground. What is going on? Leah.
No one in this movie knows
pick up. What do you mean pick up? You've called a cell phone. There is no... Pick
it's their answering machine.
The whole
it's
scene.
It's their shared answering machine.
You think so?
They cut to a shot of the answering
they
machine.
Do? Oh, I missed that. No, this whole thing made me so insane. it's such a stream of consciousness.
He
thing.
Must have read in a book somewhere that voiceover in film is not necessarily the best move. So he's like, I found my trick.
Make it
I'll
active.
Just leave messages.
Well, how about when he goes to get her out of the catering yes. truck, by the way. That's the catering truck that she was in. And he goes to get her and he goes, okay, now I have to put the blindfold yes. back on you. And
put
I have to put the gag back in
why
your mouth.
Why did she wear the gag?
He says, I have to put the gag back on you. And he says, you have to be quiet. Then they phase out of the truck and she goes, oh, where are we going? What? Say she's supposed to be wearing a gag, and also he said, "Don't be quiet." Like, okay, but
and
like,
why is he magic and she's not magic?
Why is anybody magic?
And why
also, we haven't talked about the suicides at the end of the movie. We haven't talked about his speech in front of Congress.
Well, we were talking about this, and when you're gonna when people kill
show.
Themselves with carbon monoxide,
yeah.
they don't put the window up.
They put it.
Put it down.
They put it down.
Yes.
But
don't
wait,
do it.
Way
don't
to go.
Do it.
But she
way
prolonged
to go,
the period.
Way to go to have two people shoot their heads off at the same press conference. And it's very rare that you bring the people that you're accusing at your press conference there to kind of rebut immediately.
It's also a press conference filled with tripods. It's just tripods.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. So
this is very important.
Thank you, Seattle!
We did it, Seattle! Great work, Balcony!
Thank you!
Great
All right, that brings us to the end of the show. Rob, what do you have going on?
Guys, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's my favorite podcast and it's such a blast. Yeah, I'd love to plug our new show, Medical Police, coming to Netflix January 10th. It's the spinoff to Children's Hospital. It's 10 episodes, super funny, lots of action and craziness. And I think people really dig it. And just also want to plug my self-defense workshop, Sneak Attack, with Rob Hubel. Paul, I know this changed your life. What you do is you sign up online, you pay $6,000, and then I come to your town, wherever you live, and I fucking attack you when you're least expecting it. And it's a total blast, and you will not forget it.
Also, make sure you check out the Best of the Decade Part 4 episode of Unspooled, which has so many great people. Sarah Silverman, Seth Rogen, Patton Oswalt, Adam McKay, Jenna Fischer, Yorma Taccone, Janet Varney, Felicia Day, Michael Weber, Conan O'Brien, and so much more. You can also get Represent, A Woman's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World, available at bookstores everywhere. Make sure you check out Nailed It, the holiday special for Jason and I. We're still in it. They keep us on it. Amazing. And a big shout out to our engineer and our tour theme song composer, Devin. Give it up for him. Our producer, Cody. Also, our amazing producer, Avril, who picks all of these films and always sends us down the right track. A big tip of the hat to Kyle Waldron, who does some of our amazing art, especially. Also, the ghost of Greg D. Nelson, Zach McAleese, who also does some of the best art that we've been getting lately. And also, we couldn't do the show without amazing research, and that comes from Mr. Nate Kiley. We will see you next week for a mini-episode as we tackle the spirit of Christmas and we get hit deeper into Fateful Findings. People, we have a lot to break down. All this and more on next week's mini-episode. Make sure you give me a call if you have any questions at 619-PAULASK. With SimpliSafe, you're going to get comprehensive enterprise-level security for your own home. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe will use real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And then I talk to those police officers, and then they give me that footage, and then I put it up on my amazing YouTube site called Criminal Fails. And every criminal fails when they get on SimpliSafe. That does not happen also. I just want you to know SimpliSafe is protective of all your video recordings. That's me having fun with the ad. That's what we do in podcasting, people. This is called a live read. I'm doing it. I'm having so much fun doing it. And why am I having fun? Because SimpliSafe is a great product that only costs you 50 cents a day. Visit SimpliSafe.com/bonkers to get a free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You got nothing to lose. Go to SimpliSafe.com/bonkers so they know that our show sent you. That's SimpliSafe.com/bonkers.